This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We can make you feel at home here. I guess it depends on what you think home is all about. Is it murder and mayhem? It's like Murder Monday, only it's Tuesday. Tuesday. It's the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? I happen to be Doug Steffen. He happens to be Ken Kessler. We operate here together and work our way in this hour through any number of stories. Try to get in depth into three or four things that are of interest and importance. I look at the legal aspects of all of these shootings. I said it's like Murder Monday and it's Tuesday. The probably most prominent fatal shooting is the one in Mississippi at that campus where the, I think it's a professor was killed and his partner, if I'm not mistaken. It's, as Kenny said sort of facetiously, well, only two or three are dead, hardly worth the mention.
Yeah.
Well, that's facetiously worth the mention in the sense that there appears to be a disconnect between the legal system and the offerings that are set forth to deter people from doing the sorts of things that they are doing that are disruptive, that are inhumane, that are, I don't know, what other words can we come up with? Antisocial. I would say anytime there's a shooting like there was in Mississippi, that's an antisocial action, wouldn't you say? That's putting it mildly. Yeah. So, anyway, this guy, the college professor, and I guess there was a woman involved in this whole thing. It's not, so I'm not interested in the details of this as much as I am in the overview of what goes on in a supposedly civil society. If you look around, you know, we have a lot of focus on what's going on in Europe, the things that are troubling because all those migration problems that are set forth because of people leaving the Middle East and they're trying to find a home. Even with all of that, if you look in England, you look in France, if you look around, generally speaking, where there are populations that are the size of ours. Let's put all of Europe together. And you got a unit that's about the same size as we have here. Nowhere near the killings, the murderings, the disruption that we have here as a collective. Why is that? Are they more mature? Do they take a more intelligent stance? Is their law, legal system, if you will, more capable of handling these sorts of problems, and does what they offer as punishment serve as a deterrent? What's wrong here? That's the question, isn't it? What's wrong? How do we continually, with our actions, supply the news media with the murder and mayhem, the old, if it bleeds, it leads? That's what we used to say jokingly in the newsroom at the radio station that was the all-news station in Boston that I ran in the mid-80s. If it bleeds, it leads. But more often than not, it does. Right? I mean, over your career, Kenny, in following all of these things, you've seen many of the same sorts of things. We look at it every single day. And I've made an editorial judgment that I just don't want to talk about these things because, A, it serves no purpose in terms of what we need to know. Do we need to know all of this? Oftentimes you hear the reason for somebody doing something like this is because they want to have everybody know who they are. I want to be somebody, so I'll kill a bunch of people. And then I'll kill myself. Right? What am I missing? Anything in terms of some kind of analytical way of understanding what we have created here or what we are creating here. We're creating something we all, with our chest out, proudly say America is so unique. There's nothing like it anywhere in the world. That's true. We have created an amazing society. We've created amazing opportunity. We've created amazing history here. We've done things that have never been done by anybody else on the planet and continue to be unique in so many great ways. But we're also unique in some bad ways. And one of them has to do with the way we deal with our problems. It's too easy to get a gun or to get some drugs and do people in or do ourselves in. And so what is there that makes us want to do that? Why do so many people want to end the lives of others, kill? This guy, Ethan Schmidt, an assistant professor of American history at Delta State, kill him. I don't even know. I didn't get from putting the pieces together whether the shooting of this Amy Prentice 300 miles away was related. Is it the two are somehow related? It would seem.
Yeah. The rumor is that this was some kind of love triangle.
Yeah. Well, that happens, doesn't it? So the best way to fix a love triangle is kill everybody involved in it, right? That's the solid thinking. Do you think that person spent 1 second thinking about, I better not do this because if I do, I'll go to jail for the rest of my life? No. So in and of itself, we have two things to think about. One of them, are we really interested in deterrence? Because if we were, we're doing a lousy job there. We suck at it, to be blunt, because every day we're filled with stories of people who kill themselves, kill other people because they want revenge or they want to, you know, whatever the foolish excuse is. So deterrent doesn't work. And then you think, well, okay, so then what do we do with them in order for them to pay their price? We extract from them some sort of retribution. One goes to jail for the rest of his life because he does things like this or gets the death penalty. So but those things don't act as a deterrent because those people who commit these crimes are by their very nature insane. They're insanely jealous. They're insanely this. Insert the word that you want in there. But there's insanity. You wouldn't do anything like this if you weren't insane. Right? I mean, think about the clinical definition of insanity. Would you do any of these things if you had your wits about you? If you were thinking straight, you wouldn't do any of this stuff. All right, so now let's sort of fast forward the legal aspects of another case. The Bo Bergdahl case. A lot of conversation about him in the last week or so because the trial comes forth. What's the story? Legal analyst Brian Bofford has an analysis, and hopefully we'll take the same tact here. Is it a deterrent? This guy, should he have been in the service at all? My answer to that one is no, 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 1,000 times no. They did a lousy job in admitting him, and so then you and I had to pay the price. That discussion up next here on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
All right, let's spend a couple of minutes with Brian Bofford, who is a former Navy JAG officer, now a civilian counsel, defense service members in every branch of our armed forces. So the prosecutors have reached into a section of military law not used very much. Let's get an explanation as to how this may affect Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Brian Bofford, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Well, thank you. So tell us how this case is playing out in your estimation and your experience, because this is the kind of trial that you are involved in professionally.
Yes, that's correct. And you know, essentially what we're placed at right now is a very early part in the process. And we are absolutely, in my opinion, unless he takes a deal, I think we're going to be still talking about this a year from now.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to take a while for this thing to get to trial. But they've charged him with desertion, which I think we all expected. But they've also charged him with another article under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's Article 99. And the title of that article is Misbehavior Before the Enemy. And it's a catch-all statute. It covers a lot of behavior. It's usually aimed at cowardice under fire, casting away your arms, or giving up
all
your position.
All of which he's guilty of, it would appear.
Well, the specific way that they've charged it, and I think it's not only interesting, but I also think it's wise on the government's part. They've charged him with misbehaving before the enemy by endangering the safety of his unit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so the theory there is going to be the people who went after him, that he knew there would be a search party going after him, put them in danger. And also he himself knew aspects of that forward operating base that the enemy, you know, would reasonably find useful. And so those are two ways in which he endangered the safety of his command, if you believe the government's evidence.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to say this. There's not much more to say about this, frankly, at this point. You just watch it drag on and on. As you said, it could go on unless they make a deal for years, costing the taxpayer millions and millions of dollars. And the whole thing would not have been necessary had there been a psych evaluation. If we do psych evaluations of the people who want to go into the service and we find flaws in people like this guy obviously had, he never would have made it into the service in the first place.
I want to know if they find him guilty. Do we get the other five that we released for him back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that deal's going to work out.
That's not going to happen. But we better be doing a better job of examining and understanding who these people are that we're putting a uniform on and putting in harm's way. Anyway, Brian, thank you. You have obviously a lot of expertise here, and you got to the point fast. Appreciate it. Brian Bofford with us here on Good Day.
Thank you. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
One of the best, one of the greatest bands in the history of pop music, the Electric Light Orchestra. So if you're a fan of ELO, you can be happy because Jeff Lynne has announced that the ELO boys are going to get back together. They have inked a deal with Columbia Records and are going to release their first studio album in 15 years.
That's so cool.
Last one was Zoom in 2001. It was the first album from their band following a hiatus, which went back to 1986. This is such great stuff, Rich. You got to crank this up. They hinted at a reunion last year when they performed at a BBC radio festival. Just the way they put their music together.
This is one of
the great examples of a picky woman. But the pianos, the guitars, just the beats, the whole thing.
Hey, woman, you got the blues, but you ain't got no help to do.
It's your story, Roberta.
Cool.
Very cool. Still are.
One of the original traveling Wilburys.
Yeah.
Jeff Lynne was.
Yep.
Yeah. Ah, here's another great one. These are like anthems, most of them.
Ah, they're so musically sophisticated.
Crank it up, Rich.
On the crest of a wave, it's like magic.
They keep your feet still. Now, this stuff's playing. Very few bands have been able to equal the way they.
Jeff Lynne was a genius.
I think the Moody Blues are as good as they are in some ways. This was never. This is a little more downbeat. Not one of my faves for me.
It's
a good song. His background, Richie?
Jeff Lynne?
Yeah.
Star?
Train.
know. And Traveling Wilburys, Ken?
I don't know. He was in a band before ELO that didn't do much in the late 60s.
I guess what I'm asking, in a curious way,
training.
How do they get, if some of these people are trained in ways that you would never expect them to go into this, into the music this way? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I think because they're so musically sophisticated.
Yeah.
I'll bet you there's some classical training in that.
That's what that was the point. Ah. That's what she would say. Ah! How many people have an ELO, at least one ELO album? Raise your hand, please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody got one?
Do you have vinyl?
I have a vinyl.
I have vinyl, yeah.
See,
too.
I gave all my vinyl away because I couldn't buy needles anymore.
Really? You know what the new thing is?
Good on
now
news.
You can.
There's so a new mind. Record player that uses lasers, so it kind of turns your record into like a CD.
Yeah. Wow.
So it uses a laser. It never touches your record.
Mm. And it doesn't get all scratched up.
It just came out. Yeah, so check that out.
Well, the good thing about discs as opposed to vinyl is they don't warp. And that's, you know, they warped. I mean, they really, the sound actually.
Roberta sent me the ultimate warped record for Christmas one year. Remember that, Roberta?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a chips bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Get right into a bowl.
Hi, yes. This is the best one of them all. Richie, thank you. Saving the best for last.
Turn to Stone,
Electric Light Orchestra on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health, but did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, 2 glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or 2 or 3. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. We the people will grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For the Doug Steffen Good Day program, this is, what, the second full week, right, of the month? Yes. Tuesday the 15th, the Ides of September are upon us. Who do you know in your life? Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here. Kara Schoen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Who's the most unusual person you know, Kenny? Kenny's in charge
of unusual.
Many things, including Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, our social media. Yeah, who's the most unusual person you know?
Unusual how?
Just take your word in any context you'd like.
I had a friend in high school and college whose name was Bill, and I won't say his last name. It was very odd. Into a lot of performance kind of art and improv that he would do at a moment's notice, sitting at the table, whatever. Very weird behavior.
And what did he grow up to do?
I don't know. I lost touch with him after college. He was bouncing around in a couple different. He was in an English major. Then he was looking into sciences, and I have no idea what happened to him.
You think he's qualified or capable of doing anything "quote unquote" normal?
Yeah, he. Yeah, I don't think he'd be happy doing anything normal, but.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the reason I ask is because I want to pursue something that is more aimed at understanding people and their power. How much power do you have? What's the most unusual thing that you've done in your life? Maybe that's a good question as well. I'm focusing in on things that are not usual. Most of the time, what we talk about in our lives has to do with things that are unusual, that aren't things that would happen normally to us, whether we like them to happen to us or not. Would you like to be Donald Trump? Would you like to be running for president? He's an unusual fellow. Does it take an unusual person to be a good president? Not only in terms of our country, but think about some of the businesses. The fellow that runs Starbucks created this. The people that we talk about with frequency, if you follow this program from stem to stern, you know one of my favorite philosophies, one of my favorite chores, is to highlight the entrepreneurs, the business people, the inventors, the idea folks who are coming along up the pipeline. People who are starting businesses, people who have ideas, people who want to move the country or move themselves or move something along. And there are lots of them. And I like to encourage that kind of thinking because I think the more unusual your ideas, the healthier we all are. Whether we want to challenge the ideas because they're too far out, or we want to encourage them because they'll get us to a new place. Where would we be without Steve Jobs? Where would you be without Bill Gates, if you're talking about the technology world? Where would we be without George Washington? Where would we be without Thomas Edison? Where would we be without Benjamin Franklin? Where would we be? Galileo, I don't know. Go wherever you want to go with it. But all those people whose names you know, Socrates, were unusual, were they not? Were they unusual because they set out to be unusual, or were they just unusual? And I guess the connotation of unusual, you asked me the right question, Kenny, when you said, well, what do you mean? What kind of unusual? You gave me one type of unusual. There are other types of unusual. I've missed many of the people. Certainly we can come up with dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of people that when we hear their name, we know they stand for something, and it's something that goes beyond the beyond. Right? Maybe in religion. The Pope is unusual. And some of the things the current Pope is doing are unusual in comparison to the last Pope. There are lots of unusual things going on around us, and lots of, I was decrying earlier, the sameness to the amount of disorder that there is in our country and in the world, because it is. It's pretty much all the same, this same kind of disorder. But yet the people who are achieving real fame and real fortune are the ones who aren't really necessarily trying for it. Maybe you can take political out of that, but the people who run companies or, again, come up with some of the ideas that are cool or are asked to do something with their talents. So what are the habits of people who are very successful, and how are they different from yours? What do you think Donald Trump is like in the morning when he first wakes up? How would you like to be around Donald Trump when he first wakes up? Or Hillary Clinton when she first wakes up? Or Bernie Sanders when he first wakes up? We don't know enough about him yet. But you know about Hillary. You wonder, what's she like when she first gets out of bed in the morning? Don't you wonder what people look like? Donald Trump, what does he look like when he wakes up first thing in the morning? What do you look like when you get up first thing in the morning? What's the first thing that you do? Do you have habits? My first thing I do is brush my teeth. Very first thing I do in the morning, grab a toothbrush and brush my teeth. I don't think that's anything unusual. The fact that I'm doing a radio program that's on the air 5 or 6 hours a day, and that's how I really start my day, that's fairly unusual. Kenny, what you do when you talk to your friends about what they do for a living and compare it to what you do, would you say your job is unusual?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
right.
My schedule's upside down. Most of my friends are back east,
yeah,
so there's a time difference anyway, but then mm-hmm. my schedule's also upside down mm-hmm. from there, so I'm sure that they think it's unusual.
Here's a person who starts early in the morning, a lady who has 2 children. She's running a business, used to run Merrill Lynch, now has her own business that's aimed at women's investment. She wakes up at 4 a.m. every day. Goes to bed at 9. She says those first couple of hours are super productive. Then I have to get my mind wrapped around what my children need in order to get off to school. But would you say that was unusual? It's unusual for a woman to have run Merrill Lynch and then go out on her own, and she starts her day at 4 o'clock to get 3 hours of work in before she's distracted by the things that are necessary for her other job, which is being the parent to two children. What's wrong with that? How are you inspired? I wonder about the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger. Don't you wonder about him? Ever wonder about him? And in what way? What do you think his day starts like? What does he do that's unusual? I would say there are probably a number of things. You can think about the Beatles. Think about people who write television programs or movies. People who don't have a sort of normal day. Here's a guy who started a web company. He's an entrepreneur. He came out of school trying to predict the future when it comes to trends in media and in the world of technology, media and technology together. He started a little business, and he said that the best work that he does, he's got a big business now, is that he finds that if he wakes up every night at least 2 to 3 times, he has his best ideas, then he goes back to sleep. Up for half an hour, comes up with ideas, then goes back to sleep. How'd you like to live your life like that, in terms of your sleep? Now, I have a friend, his name is Uri Geller. He's a very unusual man in many different ways. It's been said that he was a secret agent for not one, not two, but 3 different countries. I'm going to ask him about that here on Good Day in just a moment, so please stand by.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in store and online while supplies last.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. I always like to highlight what's going on with Uri. There's a reflection. Uri Geller brings a reflection as a motivator, paranormalist, somebody who is a medium of sorts. He is a motivator and has motivated me in many different ways through the course of the almost 20 years that I've known him. Almost 20 years. 1996, I think, was when we met, was it? Or 1995?
So maybe, 95.
So 20 years. Okay. In that time, there have been all kinds of rumors. There's always rumors about you, what you did, how you made your money, where your power and all of the influence that you have comes from. So there's a rumor floating around, and it's been encouraged by some press reports, that you are an agent not only for the Israeli government, but for the English government, and it may have been at the same time. And so what are you saying when people ask you about that?
Well, about the English position, I can't comment. But, you know, but as you know, Doug, the CIA tested my abilities or my powers or my talents, call it whatever you wish. In the very early 70s, they sent a doctor called Andrea Puharich, who was a genius, to test me in Israel just to make sure that what I do is real, because they didn't want to waste time with someone who is, you know, just a magician or a fake. And Puharich set up little laboratory tests for me in his rented apartment outside Tel Aviv. When he was convinced that what he has seen is real, then he gave the green light for the American Defense Department or the CIA. They got me out of Israel, and I went straight to Palo Alto, where I was tested at Stanford Research Institute, which today is Stanford University, and I was tested in a few other labs like the American Naval Surface Weapons in Maryland, and then the Lawrence Livermore Radiation Labs. You know, they build nuclear weapons there. We won't go into you know, what I've done there in detail, but after, very soon after that, I found myself in Mexico, where I was approached by an agent, and I was asked to do a few things. Some of them I totally, you know, I'm open about, and I've written in my books, and the BBC documentary actually exposed that. So the documentary is on my website. It's fascinating to see how an ex-CIA agent or scientist talks about my abilities. It's quite a mesmerizing documentary, because it's not only because of what I've done for them, but it opens the door to how certain intelligence agencies use remote viewers, use psychics, use people who have high intuitive forces to bring in information. It's relatively inexpensive, and then they say, why not, as long as you get us the correct info.
You know, and that all started with Hitler, by the way. And the whole idea of doing that sort of thing started during World War II, and but a lot of people don't know that credit is the right word, but there were a lot of people. Look at the space program, really started with the Germans. The rocketry, that sort of thing.
And let me just tell you that I met the head of the German team, a man called Dr. Werner von Braun, who was sent, you know, the Americans got him. He was he built the V-1 and V-2 rockets.
Yeah, he started
it. Germany.
Yeah.
He even tested my abilities by taking his wedding band off, his wedding ring, and he said, I'm not going to let you touch it. I'm holding it in the palm of my hand. Can you bend it? And I put my hand over his closed fist, and he said, I feel it moving, and he opened his hand, and the ring was totally out of shape.
Yeah.
It was not round anymore. That freaked him out.
I'm sure. All right, we got about 30 seconds. Most important thing happening in England this week isn't about immigrants. It's about what happened at Stonehenge, where this underground site found many more stones than what's on the surface. That I remember visiting with you once a long time ago. What do you make of that?
Well, Well, I was quite astonished by the revelation, so I wrote about it on my Facebook page with a picture, and I said, wait, how do we know that this isn't some kind of an extraterrestrial influence? So I was mobbed by hundreds of people writing in their theories about anything to do with extraterrestrial is still very interesting.
All right, check it out, The Better Living Box from Murray Geller at DougStephan.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Myself, why would he make a statement like that? He knows I'll come after him. But then it occurred to me. He knows I'll come after him.
See the shark with teeth like razors.
They pay instructors up at Columbia.
$86 a week.
Do you have any idea how much Bozo the Clown makes?
Whoa, we can't all be Bozo the Clown.
That box is the biggest thing since Gutenberg invented the printing press. And I'm the biggest thing on it.
Sunday, your corpse. Stretched in the strength.
I kiss this off because I can't find information about this. All right, Kenny, what are we listening to?
Lyle Lovett, Mac the Knife from Quiz Show, the number one movie this week in 1994.
Oh, yeah, yes, who doesn't remember that? Or the original incident about which the movie was, around which the movie, the story around which it was built. Very interesting story. All right, so the idea here is to review what went on over the weekend. Chuck is not around, so I'll have Joy and Roberta pull apart some of the movies. I know Joy is like I am. She won't go to see a scary movie. And there was that M. Night Shyamalan movie was a scary movie. But how did it rank in the box office totals? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, CUDA Eye by Barracuda Networks only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CUDA Eye, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CUDAEye.com. That's CUDAEYE.com.
I love having Jerry on because there's no mistakes allowed. None.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I did something like that, my lines would light up.
Really? Not
oh,
here.
Yeah, they get furious with me when I make a grammatical error. When I use the past perfect as opposed to past pluperfect, everybody's a critic. Oh, yeah. They nail me.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, so what happened? Well, I nail everybody because I don't like improper English myself.
Well, I don't either. I don't do it intentionally. But as you know, this is not exactly scripted. We're just sort of talking off the top of our head in case we're going to make a grammatical error, which is not allowed. I'm an English teacher, and you just said, "Oh my God, so sorry."
All right. Well, the world is not perfect, as we all have come to realize, sadly. Anyway,
except for us.
Yeah, exactly. Number one film this weekend was The Perfect Guy, brought in $26.7 million over the weekend. What was there about this movie? Anybody see this movie?
About a woman who gets stalked by a guy.
Really?
For 25 cents.
Oh, that was the... It wasn't... Is it... That's not the movie that has... I'm thinking about the trailer.
It's Sanaa Lathan and Michael Ealy.
Michael Ealy, after breaking up with her boyfriend.
Oh, you made a mistake, Joy. What's the big idea?
No, I just read it wrong. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Michael Ealy. But I caught it, so that's okay. If I correct my own mistakes, then I don't get so much email.
Got it.
After breaking up with her boyfriend, a professional woman gets
Joy,
a man who seems almost too good to be true.
DrJoy.com.
Stop that.
All right, so what about the other stuff? There's been a lot of stuff that's been around for a while.
This is not the good time of year for movies.
Shalaman's movie is called The Visit.
Yeah.
Took $25.6 million.
They go to see their grandparents, and the parents say, "Could you climb in the oven?" And the big reveal, which I won't tell you because you may want to see the movie.
Oh, come on. Spoiler.
You don't want me to tell you.
Yeah, I do.
Doug can always I say, tell, but no, don't
can
say
I say it. It has to do with my profession and let it go with that?
Shrinkage?
Well, mental health.
Uh-huh.
With the emphasis on the mental and no emphasis on the health at all.
A couple of things I heard on it say it's a good return for M. Night Shyamalan, who basically got ostracized by the movie industry after three or four duds.
Well, I don't know that this is going to redeem him, and it came in second to a movie that cost about 48 cents to make.
Right, so it still hit the list.
All right, The War Room is that religious drama, number three, $7.4 million, cost $3 million to make, and has taken in $39 so far. Did you see that?
No, they didn't screen it.
Oh.
The religious movies they tend not to invite critics to. I guess they figure we're all...
Joy only goes to movies where she gets free screening entry.
That's right.
Well, I mean, if you pay for a movie, it changes everything. Walk in the Woods is the Nick Nolte, Robert Redford movie.
That's a good movie. It looks like it would be a good movie.
Well, it's a little slow, but Mission Impossible, Rogue Nations is good. Straight Outta Compton is a perfect movie.
Six. All right. So there we have it, a review of what went on at the movies this weekend. And Chuck wasn't even here.
Better stuff is coming.
Look at how...
You go see Straight Outta Compton. I'll pay for the ticket.
It's a really interesting movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.